Hello, this is Rich Carmona.
Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I am well, how are you?
Real well, thanks.
Good. Goodness, I have two things on my sheet here, either Year of the Healthy Child or National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. Which way would you like to go with this?
Well, both of them are equally important, and in fact, the Year of the Healthy Child encompasses the National Breastfeeding Month of August.
Okay, well, let's start at the Year of the Healthy Child, and why the whole year? What are the important messages? Why?
Last year, we looked at how our children were doing generally as a nation. And in fact, we had a lot to be proud of. Immunization rates were up, teenage pregnancy was down, teenage smoking seemed to be leveling off. On the other hand, we still had room for improvement. About 80% of our children were getting the immunizations they needed. However, there were 20% that still were falling through the cracks in one or all of their immunizations. We see that there's still 150,000 birth defects every year, of which maybe 80% are preventable through good prenatal care, moms taking folic acid, vitamins, getting good postnatal care, and so on. So that there was room for improvement, so we decided to emphasize this past year the Year of the Healthy Child. And within that, breastfeeding is extremely important because we know that breastfeeding leads to healthier babies.
And then that goes right into it. If you could expound a little bit more, why is it so important? I understand the health aspect, but are there other aspects?